Nolte, Sean Lennon slams Rachel Zegler as spoiled, ungrateful, disconnected brat. By John Nolte on March 31, 2025. After defending Snow White star Rachel Zegler against those attacking her looks, Sean Lennon admitted she acts like a spoiled, ungrateful, and disconnected brat. He also agreed that the vilification of Zegler went too far. Lennon, the 48-year-old son of John Lennon and Yoko Ono, started out defending Zegler and her Snow White co-star Gal Gadot. Both Gal Gadot and Rachel Zegler are exceptionally beautiful women. Some of y'all are bugging, he wrote on X. After someone disagreed by saying they are both horrid shells of human beings and manufactured idols for you to worship, Lennon replied with, they're objectively beautiful. I said nothing of their inner beauty. Why do you so often think like a moron? When someone repeated the point, Lennon wrote, WTF are you even talking about? I never said they were nice people. So many have been insulting them as ugly and that's just crazy. And now you're bugging too. While I obviously agree that Gal Gadot is physically stunning and that Disney blaming Zegler for the box office collapse of Snow White, 2025, went too far, I don't find Zegler physically appealing at all. She looks terrible throughout Snow White, and even when she's all dolled up for the red carpet, that smug look on her face is an eternal turnoff. I've met plenty of women who do not appear physically attractive at first but become so as their inner light shines. The opposite is also the case. Something I do find appealing is Sean Lennon's ex-feet. He's the rare celebrity/artist, not to mention offspring of a superstar, who is unafraid to go against the political grain. He also knows his own mind. He's thought things through. He's not out there virtue signaling or looking to appeal to the celebrity class for likes and attention. He dares to be interesting. Returning to Zegler, her problems have less to do with the internet and more to do with the Disney grooming syndicate dropping a nuke on her as a difficult actress whose ego is so out of control. She nuked her own $350 million movie. While she does not deserve all or even most of the blame for Snow White's march towards the biggest box office bomb in history, she has unquestionably burned any goodwill she might have had with fans. And with that big mouth of hers, who would risk casting her in a big-budget movie now? Even if she learned to keep her hateful and ignorant mouth shut, the baggage she carries is something else. Anyone who considers doing business with her outside of a play in a blue city has to ask themselves, why? What does she bring to the project, other than zero goodwill with the public she serially alienated and the potential to undermine the project? She is toxic right now, and it's hard to see how she can earn the goodwill necessary to maintain her status as the star of big-budget movies. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.